Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Make No Contact Easy with these hacks. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Make No Contact Easy with these hacks. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be going through the no contact grind. But what if I told you it could be easier? In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three hacks to make going through no contact feel much easier. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is set boundaries. Now it's really, really important you set as many boundaries as necessary to prevent potential triggers reminding you of your ex and making you dwell on the fact that you are not currently in contact. Now, you might feel it's impossible to remove every possible trigger because you might say that every single thing makes you think of your ex. And although, of course, there's going to be some level of truth to multiple things making you think of your ex, you can certainly make your life easier by removing certain triggers. I'm going to mention a few of them right now. Now, the first of which is mutual friends. Now, mutual friends might be beneficial in some regard because there is a link to your ex, but that can also be a bit of a curse because anything you say to a mutual friend is likely to get back to your ex. It doesn't matter if they say they won't. You need to imagine that they're going to, because most of the time they do, whether it's deliberately and they're actually trying to help you, whereas sadly it often doesn't help. It might be trying to do that, or alternatively, it might not even be deliberate. Something might just kind of slip out almost that they tell your ex something that you have said. A bigger problem is when they accidentally don't replicate precisely what you have said, and they might inadvertently twist things, which can make things even more confusing. So to try and counter this, I would strongly suggest that you don't speak with your mutual friends about your ex, unless, of course, there are some obvious things, obvious topics of conversation that you need to comment on. But if you do, make sure that you're very neutral, okay? So not only are you trying to make sure that you're neutral regarding conversations about your ex, but also make sure that you speak to mutual friends about positive things you're doing in your life, because as I said a moment ago, this would likely seep back to your ex. Now, that is some additional advice, but today we're speaking about how we can make no contact easy with these hacks. And point number one is about setting boundaries. So regarding the mutual friends, it can be very helpful to ask your mutual friends not to bring up your ex. So now I've already given you information and advice about what to do if they are brought up and you have to have a discussion. But ultimately, if you can speak to your mutual friends and say, hey, please don't mention my ex. I don't really need to know what they're doing in their life. I'm not really interested if they've done this, that, or the other. If they want to speak with me, they're going to contact me. Okay, so just don't tell me. Don't pass on information. If you tell your mutual friends that you don't want to hear about your ex, then most of the time they're probably going to abide by that. It might occasionally slip out something to you, which, as I've just said, I've given you some information about what I suggest you do, some advice, if that happens. But most of the time, hopefully, you won't have to deal with that if you ask your mutual friends not to bring up your ex. That is removing a very important trigger. Now, the second element we're going to speak about regarding point number one is social media and whether or not you can actually turn off notifications for posts that your ex might be uploading. So if you're still connected with your ex on social media, you would be notified if they post something. And reading, looking, watching their social media is never going to help you. At best, it's going to confuse you, and at worst, it's going to break your heart again. So you do not want to be viewing, reading, watching their social media. Now, if you can stay connected, that provides an opportunity for your ex to reach out to you one day. So ideally, you're not going to block your ex. Ideally, you're not going to delete your ex. But if you can turn off notifications, that can be a really good hack to try and remove potential triggers which are really going to affect you negatively. Now, your mental health must come first. And if you can't turn off notifications, or if that is still not having the desired effect, then you may need to unfriend or unfollow your ex. You might even need to block them. Now, they are extreme circumstances, but your mental health must dictate what you need to do to get through this time. But ideally, if you can stay connected, that provides your ex an opportunity to reach out to you if and when they want to. But turning off notifications would mean that you're not going to be notified of any posts that your ex uploads, and therefore you are removing a trigger which could be very painful, and again, something which could be very helpful for you to do. Now, the third trigger, the third element we're going to be speaking about within point number one is regarding your travel, your routes, the way you go places, okay? Now, you need to be removing potential triggers that make you think of your ex. So, for instance, if you go to work and you normally travel past your ex's house, I would strongly suggest you consider a potential alternative way of getting to your place of work. Now, of course, use your common sense. If you're going really far out of your way, that might not be worthwhile. But if it's just going to be a couple of minutes out your way, then maybe it is. Now, this isn't even about potentially avoiding seeing your ex. It's just about any triggers regarding the journey. You know, just seeing your ex's house in this instance would make you think of your ex. It's not even about actually seeing them. It's about removing those triggers. Similarly, if you were to travel by a place that you and your ex spent a lot of time, maybe a restaurant, maybe a class group or club, maybe an event, something which will make you think of your ex. If you know you're going to be going by this place, then try and arrange an alternative way of getting where you need to be. Because if you can avoid the triggers, you're going to make no contact a lot easier for yourself. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is create a support system. Now, it's really important that you create a support system where you can release your thoughts and emotions. Now, I say this because in most instances, I do not advise a dumpee to contact their ex unless their dumper reaches out first. So instantaneously, you can see that you're not going to be speaking to your ex potentially anytime soon. I mean, if your expert dumper reaches out to you, it could be many months into the future, if at all. So you can see that there's going to be things going around your mind that you need to release. You need to speak about these things. You can't bottle it up. Now, even if your expert dumper does reach out, I don't suggest you spill out everything to them within these first initial conversations. You need to be remaining happy, carefree, and fun. But that is something I would discuss in another podcast. I digress. But we're speaking about the fact that you are no longer in a position where you can speak to your ex. At this moment in time, you can't have a conversation with your ex. And if that is the case, you need to release this emotion in a safe way. And that is why you need to have a group of family or friends that you trust that you can release this emotion to. Now, please, please, please be careful. These are not mutual friends. These can't be mutual friends, as we have already spoke about in point number one. Point number one was all about avoiding letting your ex know information via mutual friends. So, of course, in point number two, we've got to be very careful indeed that your mutual friends don't have information to pass on, and therefore you can't be using them within this support system. This has got to be friends or family that have no direct contact with your ex. Now, alternatively, you may want to speak with a local doctor or a local counsellor, or perhaps you like the idea of speaking with myself. You know, if you would like to speak with me one-on-one about your unique specific situation, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your specifics. Now, if you like the idea about me being your coach and your teammate, where we can go through that breakup recovery journey together and try to increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then please go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, about make no contact easy with these hacks. And point number three is set a schedule. Now, setting a schedule is something which could be as little or as big as you want to go. Now, what I mean by this is you need to consider how much you want to micromanage your schedule, but we need to make sure that you are not being triggered by the things which are going to make you think of your ex even more than you naturally would. So an example of a somewhat basic schedule would be you plan your way to work, for instance, as we mentioned earlier, making sure that you avoid certain locations. But within point number three, we would also include the elements of what time of day you might need to set off if you're going a different way, especially if you might bump into your ex and you don't want to, what you can do about this, when you know they leave work or come home, how you can avoid that. Those types of things could be deemed as a very basic schedule. But we can go a lot more in depth than that. You might want to be incorporating self-improvement within the schedule. Now, I would strongly suggest you do this because not only are you setting yourself something that you can really stick by, but you're going to be improving yourself along the way as well. Keeping yourself busy is one of the best ways to keep your ex out of your mind. It's the free time which causes you problems. And therefore, you must recognize and understand when you are most likely to be in a moment of struggle. Now, I would suggest that would likely be before bedtime. You know, whenever it is you go to sleep, before that time, a few hours before, that is when most people are not doing a whole lot and they are more likely to start thinking about their ex, wondering what they're doing, where they are, what they're getting up to. These types of things are going to flood your mind most likely in a few hours before you go to sleep. So can you set yourself a new schedule which keeps yourself busy? Now, you know from other podcasts, I'm very supportive of you joining classes, groups and clubs. But it doesn't have to be this way. Of course, it could be, you know, and you could set a schedule where you go here, there and everywhere on a Tuesday, a Thursday and a Friday night or whatever it may be. But we're speaking around the house as well. You know, you need to have a schedule, making sure that when you go to sleep, you are not in a position where you've been thinking of your ex for the last few hours. So what can you do? Now, you could be doing some exercise at home. You know, there's many exercises which can be very effective that you can do at home. You know, you don't have to have a gym membership to do press-ups or sit-ups or whatever it may be, which is something which can be very effective, but doesn't mean you have to get out into the world. Now, of course, getting out into the world can be a very good thing indeed. Not only do you have more equipment, but you can make new connections. But I appreciate if it's regarding time or finances, you might not be able to do this. So exercising at home is a very good way to not only keep yourself busy, but improve your health and fitness. But you can do other things as well. And we don't always have to be about self-improvement. You know, you might be wanting to speak with friends and family and you schedule a person that you speak with each day of the week, a different person. Maybe you go online and spend time with your friends. Maybe you hang about online playing video games or whatever it is you may like to do. As long as you have a schedule and keeping yourself busy, that is a way to take your mind off your ex. Now, do I believe you should be filling your time productively with self-improvement? Yes, I do. You know, I very much promote that as the best option, but it doesn't have to be. You know, just spending some social time with friends, family, whether it's in person, whether it's on the phone, whether it's online, it can all be great. And it could also be argued that that is self-improvement, but it's protecting your mental health. And you could also suggest that it's practicing your communication skills. But if you sit at home alone, you're not communicating. So even if you don't think that you're learning a new skill, even if you don't think, well, you know, I'm not learning the piano or the guitar, I'm not learning how to paint, I'm not learning how to do this, that or the other. Sometimes just spending time with friends and family can be just as effective getting you through this difficult time. Because no contact isn't easy for most people. And this is why hopefully these hacks are going to give you that edge. I mean, when I speak about no contact, even no contact itself can be somewhat confusing with all of the different theories and ideas that you can find online. And that's why I suggest that you follow my version of a no contact rule, because I believe it will give you that best possible chance of success. And if you're not familiar with my version of a rule, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out my playlist entitled But No Contact Rule, so you can fully immerse yourself in my version of a rule. Because if and when you do this, you will understand what it is I'm trying to help you through, because at the moment, for all I know, you might be following somebody else's variety of no contact, which may or may not be something that I believe is going to help you in the long term anyway. But irrespective of the version you are following, I'm sure you're going to be somewhat struggling during those quiet times. And that's why setting a schedule, keeping yourself busy, living your life to the full is going to be so, so important. If you can incorporate this by setting boundaries like we spoke about earlier and making sure you're having a good support system around you, you'll stand every opportunity of not only getting through no contact with increasing the chance of getting your ex back, but also going through no contact, growing your self-esteem, growing your confidence, and growing your attraction from other people. Other people are going to find you a more attractive proposition through the work you do on yourself. And I suppose that's the key to all of this. No contact is not just about trying to get your ex back. No contact is for you. You could argue that no contact is mostly for you, and the byproduct is trying to get your ex back. So focus on you, not on them, and you will get through no contact a lot easier. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.